This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. So it's that time of the year.
It's salad time, isn't it? Elderflower time. So
it's a lovely smell. I presume that is the smell of elderflower.
I just lifted the lid of the elderflower vinegar. So
right.
That's a... Do you want to try a wee bit of it, actually?
Why not?
Yeah.
Not a big fan of drinking vinegar, but...
No, but just take a wee bit in your...
There,
just a wee bit.
Thank you.
And it's just a... You know, you really get that floral taste.
You do get the floral smell of it.
Mm-hmm. And I did it. It's a good local apple vinegar.
Sucking vinegar off a fork.
On a Saturday morning.
That's
all about, yes.
Years of preparation and...
Yeah.
And it's all worthwhile.
Uh-huh.
Sucking vinegar off a BBC plastic fork.
So I did a... I'm doing a pork salad, so using pork fillets, so just cut up into medallions, toss it in a bit of oil, and then just onto a really hot grill pan or your barbecue, which is that time of year, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? I'm doing a barbecue tonight, I'm new barbecue, getting it on tonight. I know the bit in the BBC app where you set the time, so it's okay this afternoon, then see 6 o'clock. Thunder plump, I think, and then I'll be okay.
Oh, really?
It's just the time I was planning to do the barbecue. I don't care. Get the umbrella out.
Aye, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So really hot pan, and you get the nice caramelization on the pork, and then let it rest. And then while it's resting, slice up some apples and cook them. Toss them in a bit of oil and cook them in the pan, same pan.
Same juice as
so
the pork.
So it takes up all the lovely juice of the pork. So that's them. So they've got a nice bit of scorch on them, and they've got a wee bit of pork juice. You don't want to lose that.
The colour of that.
And then,
golden and charred and juicy.
Put your pork back into the pan there when it's rested. And then the glaze to this is just ginger, root ginger, elderflower vinegar, some soya sauce and honey.
Right.
So ginger and elderflower work really, really well together.
Grated ginger.
Yeah, grated, or just mm-hmm. to add it into like wee strips, because I'm poncy, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But you could grate them, yeah,
uh-huh.
our hand here. Couldn't find the grater, to be honest with you, this morning, so I thought I'll just...
Slice it up.
So, and then just put it in until it's nice and sticky. But I think the ginger's quite spicy and fragrant, and then the elderflowers are sweet, so they work really, really well together. So if you wanted to make a elderflower cordial, you could maybe try it with ginger. So then, just to give this all a bit of crunch, then I've got some little jam lettuce. I've got some radishes. If you grow radishes, they should be nearly ready soon, shouldn't they? And the leaves.
I never know what
beautiful.
To do. I love radishes. When somebody makes something and has radishes in it, but I never really know what to do.
Do you know what the French do? And it is lovely. You'll appreciate this. They just have a wee bowl of salt and some butter, and then they butter stick the radish in the butter and then put a wee bit of sea salt on it and eat it.
Lovely.
And eat the leaf as well. So it's all very healthy.
Like that.
So just put the... I'm going to put the apples, the cooked apples, in with the radish. Just radish and some red onion. And then the dressing for this. So we've got a wee bit of the... It's just yogurt, mayonnaise. I put some parsley into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that all gets mixed up. So it's quite creamy. You don't want it too...
Sloppy.
Not too sloppy, exactly. You've got all those nice juices that will come out of the apple. And then put that on top.
Of your bed of lettuce.
And your bed of lettuce.
Look at that.
And it's just nice because you get sort of different flavours. You get sweet and sort of charred from the apple, and you get spicy from the radish, and you get a nice bit of zing from the onion, and it's all good and crunchy. And then this is our pork fillet. And that's all... Obviously, you know, you could have this hot, so...
Yeah. A warm salad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll take a photograph of that. We'll put it up on Twitter, and obviously the podcast will be available after the show,
yeah,
and you'll have the recipe on the website as well.
I'll let you try the wee bit of the cordial as well, because.
And what do you do with the cordial? Just put the flowers.
So all you do is bring up a liter of boiling water. So if you have a liter of water, you have about 450 grams of sugar, and just dissolve that.
Uh huh.
And then I normally put in like slice of lemon very thinly. Put that into the water. I put in some hibiscus flowers. You can get them in delis. There's a tea, actually.
Like rose hips?
Yeah, you can put rose uh-huh. petals, anything you want into it. And then wash your... For about a litre, you need about 15 heads of elderflower. Put it in. I put in 2 teaspoonfuls of citric acid, which you'll get from your chemist. And then cover it with cling and leave it for about 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then just strain it through... muslin.
And that's the colour it comes out, that lovely dark red.
Yeah, and if you just want to leave out the hibiscus, it'll go a kind of a yellowy colour. A wee bit like what Maureen was talking about.
Anyway. hopefully it tastes a bit better.
Oh, smell that. That's just...
So I'll give everybody...
It's really, really floral.
Yeah, but it's just, you know what? You can imagine if on Christmas morning, so you do that there, and you put it into the fridge, and you forget about it until Christmas morning. You crack it open, and you have a wee splash of that with your prosecco.
Yeah, or without your prosecco.
Without your prosecco, you don't
drink and enjoy yourself.
No, don't. That's right.
Isn't that right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now we're having sparkling water. So
that is beautiful. It just smells of which it would, I suppose, hedges and hedgerows. And very refreshing.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah. In a good way. Absolutely. Elderflower cordial.
Yeah.
Elderflower and hibiscus cordial.
Uh-huh.
With a pork salad with apple, radish, ginger and elderflower.
Yeah.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.